you could change any choice you have ever made, would you? You can always make another choice and change the course of your success. Everyone has the potency to make inspired choices. Get ready to listen, share, and experience the creativity that is you. Now, here is the host of the Inspired Choices Show, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Stop buying your own lies. That's what we're talking about tonight, my friends. We're talking all about stop buying your own lies. I am Christine McIver. I am the host of the Inspired Choices Show. I'm also the CEO of the Inspired Choices Network, which is our home station. So if you are watching us live, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you are watching us in the replay or listening in the replay, I appreciate you clicking. And don't mind me, it's boiling hot in Canada, and apparently my body just wants to like show you that it's really, really hot in Canada. Anyways, thank you so much for being here. I want to tell you a little bit about who I am before we get deep dive into tonight's show. I am the CEO of the Inspired Choices Network. I'm also a business optimization expert. So I work with my clients, and I work with them in a way that allows them to have pleasure in their business, get organized, and optimize not only their time, but the services that they deliver, and show them how to have more pleasure and more ease while making more money. I teach my clients how to optimize what they're doing, how to optimize their time, and how to really act as the CEO of their business. Because let's face it, many people out there who have their own business, they don't know how to run a business. So I work with you to really show you how to step into being the CEO of your business. I work with clients one-on-one, and I also work with them and their team. So if you are someone out there that has been searching for support, someone that absolutely is going to teach you, support you, and hold you accountable to step up in your business, and absolutely will create change and prosperity, contact me at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com, or you can find me on any social media platforms. You just search my name and you will find me. So tonight's show, oh my gosh, I'm very excited to talk to you about tonight's show. Oh, somebody in our chat room. We have a chat room you can definitely join. Just go to inspiredchoicesnetwork.com/chatroom and you can be participating in the conversation. And one of our participants just said, I guess we should not ask Christine to turn up the heat tonight. I think the heat's already turned up, but I am going to be turning up the heat on this subject. So we're talking about stop buying your own lies. I'm just going to read the content that kind of frames the show, and then we'll jump into it. So the lies we buy shape our world, our reality, and our profit. When we are the sellers as well as the buyers of those lies, we are stuck and at the effect of our own limitations and unconscious creations. Are you willing to dig deep to find the lies and pull the plug on your own programming that holds you back? So we're going to really jump into this. There's so many things that have been coming to me throughout the day that I wanted to talk to you about. And this is a subject in a way that I've been speaking with my clients for several months now, that's really just been constantly coming back and again and again. So it was time to bring this show to the airwaves. So first and foremost, I want you to really sit down with what I'm saying, and I want you to spend some time thinking about what I'm going to share tonight. This is not a show where you're going to learn an ABC and that's it. This is the type of show where you're going to need to dig in after and really look at yourself within what I'm teaching tonight. So the first thing I want to share with you is that every single solitary one of us, everyone that is on planet Earth, is programmed. Now, this is not some big conspiracy idea. This is an actual fact that every single one of us have been programmed. When we are in utero, we are picking up vibrations, we are picking up energies from our mother, and also from the environment that our mother is in. We can pick up the energies of everyone that she is surrounding herself with. And by picking those things up, and as those energies and thoughts are being picked up, we are absorbing them. I want you to think about just anything that you absorb. Right? We are all sponges in a very, very broad way. We are all sponges. And as we go through our life, and this does not stop, it never stops. So I want you to be aware of this, but the large amount of our programming, of course, comes in the first formative years of our lives. But we're picking up conversations. We're picking up thoughts and ideas. We're hearing things on TV. We're hearing people having conversations, whether it's our family of origin or not. We are picking up and hearing things repeatedly over and over and over again. And we are picking these up. We're absorbing these into ourselves. And that is what I'm talking about as far as we are being programmed. Now, this is a really, really big deal. So I want you to just stick with me on this one. When we are hearing things repeatedly, it's so much easier for things to get programmed within us. As a small child, you know, even as a young adult, you know, right up into our 20s, our discernment is not very strong. We haven't had the training to really learn what is true for us and what is not true for us. Now, this is not for everyone, of course, but I'm saying, talking about on a general basis. When we are young and we are picking up on what other people are saying and it's being repeated and repeated and repeated, those thoughts continue to pop up in our head, whether we are conscious or not. And those thoughts begin to form our beliefs. They begin to form our beliefs. Now, if you are hearing an adult say things about themselves, you know, you hear an adult say, oh my gosh, you know, I'm just so terrible at this. Like, I've had clients all the time. I can remember a client just a few weeks ago said, I am terrible at tech. Now imagine, and I've heard this particular client has said that so many times. I would, to me, at least 10 times. And finally I said, okay, stop. This is cannot go on anymore. But imagine a child hearing a parent say, I'm terrible at tech, I'm terrible at tech, I'm terrible at tech, I'm terrible at tech. Now, how much do you think that that child is going to not only absorb that, but the probability of them buying that that's true for them as well is very high, because first of all, they love and care for that person. Now, they may actually be good at tech. They might be doing things technically that they're good at, but they still have a belief system that is telling them they're terrible at tech. So just stay with me on this. When you have this repeat going on and you are overhearing other people say things again and again and again, these are getting programmed into you. They're being programmed so deep. Think about a very, you know, like I always think like a dandelion or the roots of a tree. We know that the roots of a tree are like 10 times wider than the actual tree. The same is true for these thoughts, these energies. They are so much deeper within us than we've ever even imagined. And when these thoughts are being repeated out loud to us, you know, and something to keep in mind is most people have a very finite vocabulary. So they end up repeating the same words over and over again. This is true for everyone. This is not a diss on parents in any way. We learned it from our parents and they learned it from their parents and so on and so forth. The fact of the matter is that we have this programming so much, and it's so unconscious because it's so deep. We don't even realize. We have no concept of how many belief systems that we have been programmed with until the crazy times in our lives begin. Until things become difficult, until things become to the point where we start to criticize ourselves, where we feel very deeply pushed, or the times in our lives are so incredibly hard that we can't figure out what the heck is wrong. Why are we there? Well, one of the ways, like actually, it's the most obvious way for us to figure out our programming is through the chaos that starts to, that we create in our lives, the chaos that starts to rise to the surface, right? So if, for instance, if you have a very difficult time with money, or you have a very difficult time with relationships, right? And it happens repeatedly that you keep having these challenges again and again. There's a large portion of that creation that is rooted in your programming. And that is your opportunity. Your universe that you've created is saying, hey, look over here. Look, this is what's going on. You need to dig deeper. When something is really miserable in your life, when something is barely unmanageable, when you have situations that are so depressing and so incredibly frustrating, that is a neon light screaming at you, hey, this is not correct. Because the universe is created in abundance. The universe is created to have joy and pleasure. You came here to experience and grow, yes, but it doesn't mean that your life has to be deeply miserable. It doesn't mean that you have to go through life again and again experiencing awful, awful situations and suffering. You did not come here to suffer. Not only did you come here to learn and grow, but you came here to contribute to the world and also to have a lot of fun and pleasure. Like being in a body has a lot of pleasure. We get to have laughter. We get to taste things. We get to touch things. We get to, you know, have beautiful food, have beautiful drink. We get to wear gorgeous jewelry. We get to wear beautiful clothes. We get to hug other people. We get to have copulation. All of these things are pleasurable. Connecting with other people, creating a world that we get to use our eyes to see and touch and smell and taste. These are the pleasures of being in a human body. You did not just come here to suffer. In fact, you didn't come here to suffer at all. You came here to grow and experience and contribute. So when you are having challenges, the very first thing I want you to ask yourself is, okay, what's the belief system deeply rooted that is assisting in creating this situation? What is the belief system that is deeply rooted in creating this situation? You don't have to get that quote unquote answer in your mind, but the very cool thing is when you begin to ask questions and you begin to allow yourself to observe what you are doing, really hearing your own thoughts, hearing the words coming out of your mouth, being very, very present with what you are saying and doing, you're going to start to receive the hints of what's going on for you. And that, my friends, that is like a key unlocking the safe, because that's when you get to start to step in to change what's not working for you. And that's when you get to really create the reality that you're desiring. And you get to desire a lot. You get to desire everything that your heart really pulls on you. You've never had too much. You're never asking for too much. That's a lie that we've also been told. You should be satisfied. No, don't be satisfied, because the more that you desire, the more that you receive and create. And that's when you can actually contribute even greater to those around us and teach those around us so they too can have a pleasurable, beautiful experience being here on planet Earth. Okay, we are going to a little break. Do stick around. I've got a lot more that I want to share with you about stop buying the lies. We'll be right back.
Many of us make choices based on our past experiences or based on what others believe. What would our lives be like if we made our choices based on what we desire for our futures? When you join the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver, you'll be provoked to look at what is true and what you know, but may not choose, that requires your attention. Christine does not hold back. She brings all her expertise to every show. Are you ready to create and live the life you truly desire? Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@inspiredchoices.ca. Now, back to the program.
Are you willing to challenge yourself? Are you willing to challenge your own belief systems? What if the beliefs that you've been holding on to are actually harming or keeping you from your desires? Are you willing to challenge those? Are you willing to unpack the beliefs that you have had up to this point in an effort to really, really figure out if they are honestly true for you? Are you willing to do that? Everyone, tonight's show is called Stop Buying Your Own Lies. And if you've just joined us, thank you so much. But do please go back and listen to the first segment, because it's so important for you to get the foundation of where we started with tonight's conversation. Now, I work with individuals both personally and in their business, and I have been doing this for more than 15 years. It's a part of my life that has brought me so much joy. And through my own cultivation of my belief systems and looking at what is really been created, the choices that I've made, the reasons why I made those choices, as I've unpacked all of that, I've been able to support other people and show them that it is possible to change things. It's very, very possible to change things. You can change things, but you've got to be willing to challenge your own self. And working one-on-one with a coach who has been there and done that, like myself, you're going to get there twice as fast. I did a lot of this work through trial and error by myself, through, you know, falling down on the floor in the fetal position and going through hell and back again over and over and over again. And now that I have gone there and I've learned so much more about what was going on and why that was going on and really where the path was to be able to change this, now I'm able to support other people to do it too. You don't have to suffer. You just don't. And you've got to come to the realization that suffering is not inevitable. It doesn't have to happen. Being miserable does not have to happen, but it's up to you to make some different choices. So I'm talking about the programming and how we keep, you know, the programming, how we've been programmed, how we continue to program ourselves without conscious thought, and how that programming is something that we keep selling to ourselves and we keep buying. We're buying the lies. We keep buying the lies because we believe it to be true. Well, your reality is true to the extent that you create it and believe it. And I've had other people say, no, that's not true. This is reality. Well, is it? Not everyone's reality is exactly the same. And what if What if you were willing to take a detour off your regular path to challenge what you know and what you've believed to this point? What if the answers lie within you to be able to create the life and the joy and the pleasure and the relationships and the business and everything from really looking at what you've been buying into, what you have continually said over and over, and the actions you have taken over and over and over again? I know many people personally who have changed their lives because they were dissatisfied with where they were at, but they had to go through a unpacking, as it were, and start to really look at different choices. You don't honestly create a greater life by push. You can't just push through things because you're still carrying around the baggage that you've always had. You have to do your personal development work. You have to do your inner work. You don't have to do it alone, though. You absolutely do not have to do it alone. So, as I said, if you would like some support, if you would like to look at this and see what really you could change in your life and certainly in your business, do reach out to me, Christine at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com, and we can have a conversation and really start to create that life that you feel like is slipping from your grips. It's not. It's there at any time. It doesn't matter what part of your life you're in. It doesn't matter what age you are in. None of that matters. What matters is if you're willing to choose it. So I want to tell you a couple of stories about the programming that, well, one of them came up in a conversation this week, and I was laughing. This was a conversation that I had with my daughter. So when my daughter was little, her father really put her on a pedestal. And he was one of these fathers that just thought that this child, hung the moon and the stars. And then she thought he hung the moon and the stars. And it was interesting. I had a friend who was babysitting her one time, and she didn't know her that well. She had met her a few times, but she was babysitting her, and she was about three years old. Yeah, she was around 3 years old. And when she was, they were out walking, and she said to her, "Come on, come on, let's get going, let's get going." She said, he's like, why are you taking so long? And she said, "Well, the world revolves around me, so I can take as long as I want." And I was like, oh my gosh, when she told me this, right? When she told me this, like, oh my gosh, a child, a minor child saying, "The world revolves around me." So where did she get that from? And as we had the conversation this week, she said, "Mom, I was told that over and over and over again." So when we are told something repeatedly, we believe it. We don't challenge it. Young little child doesn't go, "No, the world doesn't revolve around me because I'm terrible and I'm this and I'm that." No, the child just goes, "Oh, okay," right? And the same is true for us as we continue along through our lives. Right? We get these deep, deep belief systems in us, and we don't even know. Over 80% of all of your beliefs, they are unconscious. You don't even realize what you believe. We're talking, 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 and we express our belief. And that's one of the things that, as a coach, we can hear you, but we're listening with a very discerning ear. And oftentimes, clients don't even realize what they're saying because they've said it so often and they're saying it incredibly unconsciously. But when we stop and we begin to really evaluate and dissect what we are saying, and maybe it's just around one topic, right? When you really spend some time and looking at this particular topic, whatever it is, maybe it's around money, maybe it's around your belief in yourself, maybe it's around starting your own business, maybe it's around relationships, whatever it is, when we really step back and we begin to look at this is where we start to see and we listen and we hear ourselves say things that shine a light on the beliefs, on the beliefs. There was a time a few years ago where things got very difficult financially in my business. And I, you know, I loved what I was doing, but there was things that just were not adding up. And you know how you extend credit, and you keep going and you think, okay, well, if I just do this, then I'll be able to pay that off. And everything just started catching up, and I could not get out of it. I could not get out of that situation. It was not getting better. It was like, it was growing twice as fast as the money was coming in. And then the interest was, you know, just tacking on and tacking on. And one day I found myself in like over $120,000 that I owed. And it, I really had to step back and look at this and was like, I can't continue to do this. This is, I thought I was going to have to give up my entire business. I thought I was going to have to go out of business. Well, luckily, I have brilliant people in my life, and I have an amazing financial advisor that we worked together to decide what we were going to do. And I had a very dear friend that worked with me to really help me to unpack the programming that I had. So I'm going to take you back to another story when, even before I was born, it was 6 years before I was born, my parents were farmers. They were dairy farmers. And at the time, they had six children. I am the eighth. And they had six children. No, wait a minute. I'm not the eighth. I'm the ninth. Got to get this all straight. I'm the ninth child. So they had six children, and the seventh was on the way. And the dairy industry fell through. And they didn't have a lot of savings because they had many children, and, you know, they were just really trying to get going. You know, this was shortly after the war, and things were just not that easy for them. And when the dairy industry fell through, they didn't have resources that they could go to. And so they had to go bankrupt. Well, that bankruptcy affected them, and back then, so this was in 1956, that bankruptcy was such a walk of shame. They would publish these in the newspaper. And so when you're in a small community, everyone knew that you went bankrupt. And they were all programmed with the same belief that that was something to be very shameful of. And so I remember talking to my parents and my dad saying that they walked into a store, and back then it was not unusual to get some groceries and to put it on credit and pay it when, you know, in a week when the money came in. And so my parents walked into a store to purchase some groceries, and the owner of the store said, "Is that Joe McIver?" And my dad said, "Yes, that's who I am." He said, no way. No way are we extending credit to you." And so, you know, you can imagine what that did to my father and my mother, and the shame that they were dealing with, not only the shame, but the worry of how are they going to manage? How are they going to continue to be able to raise their children and feed their children? Well, I'm here, so you know that they did. They went on to do a lot of amazing things. My father started his own business about 2 years before I was born, and really turned things around in their lives. And he became very successful and helped other people in their lives and their businesses as well. But that shame never left my father. That worry about money never left my mother. And what it meant to not have enough money, and what it meant to publicly people to know that you went bankrupt, was worse than death for them. And because that didn't leave them, I grew up knowing about this. I grew up with the energy of this. I grew up with the belief that that's the very last thing in the world you would ever, ever want to do. Well, because of that, I suffered for probably over a year and a half, and the struggle within me to really say, I can't keep doing this with the way things are financially. And I needed to then do a consumer proposal, which is about a step, just one step above a bankruptcy here in Canada, it gives you a little bit more ease and it gives a little bit more money to the creditors. So I'm grateful that there was that option, but I'll tell you what held me back from stepping forward and giving myself ease much sooner was the shame. And the idea that I'm even talking publicly about this, I would have never, ever spoken to anyone about this. My very dear friend Sharon and I were having a conversation one night when we were away on a vacation, and we got deeply into that. And that is what changed everything for me, was her support in teaching me that shame about money is a lie. And that it was not my lie to begin with. And it wasn't my parents' lies to begin with either. But it's something that they were programmed with, society has programmed people with, and I was certainly programmed with myself. And to think that my parents carried that their entire lives, just, it breaks my heart. But thankfully, I've been able to stop that. I've been able to stop that with me, and I'm hopefully changing that for other people as well. So we are up to our next break of the show. Do stick around. I want to share more with you so you too can stop buying your own lies. You're listening to Inspired Choices on the Inspired Choices Network. I'm your host, Christine McIver, and we'll be right back.
Many of us make choices based on our past experiences or based on what others believe. What would our lives be like if we made our choices based on what we desire for our futures? When you join the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver, you'll be provoked to look at what is true and what you know, but may not choose, that requires your attention. Christine does not hold back. She brings all her expertise to every show. Are you ready to create and live the life you truly desire? Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@InspiredChoices.ca. Now, back to the program.
So my friends, next week, I want to just touch on this. Next week, this show is called You Do Not Lack Creativity. And it really is a big shout out to support business owners, because a lot of us do struggle with, what do I need to do? What do I need to create? And what I would really love for you to do is to start doing your unpacking about your belief systems. Because when you do that between now and this next show, it is going to support you even more with what I'm going to share in next week's show. So please be willing to start unpacking these belief systems, okay? And let's really help to move you forward into the life that you deserve to have. So as we're talking about belief systems and we're talking about, you know, really unpacking our reality, a lot of people, you may be out there going, well, I don't know what I believe. I don't even know what you mean by belief systems. A lot of times when we talk about belief systems, people often go to faith or religion or anything to do with God or the universe. They think of it in that way as their belief systems. But that's not entirely what it is. Belief systems are the things that you that you have chosen to align with, that you've chosen to agree with, that shape your choices as you move forward throughout your life. So another story that I want to share with you is, this was the first belief system that I really started to unpack and challenge. And it was very, very interesting what occurred when I did. So, and this is something that you can begin to do as well. I started to look at what I believed about money. There was a conversation I had overheard, and I was very curious about this. So I sat down and I started to really journal and ask myself some questions about, what do I believe about money? So a client earlier this week, I asked the client, what do you believe about money? And the instant auto response from this individual was, money is evil. Now, how many of you have said that, heard that, and have believed it or still believe it today? Money is evil. So without judgment, we continue to discuss this. And I was inviting this client to start to really look at and unpack the truth around that. Now, what I know is, I've said that before, that money is evil. That was much, many, many years ago when I was much younger and I didn't understand all of this. We hear that again and again. We hear that especially when we see people that are in prominent positions, what they are doing with money, we often associate money as evil. Now, here's another big thing, is that in churches, in religions, that is what was preached. Many, many years it was preached that money was evil. I don't know if that's in the Bible or not. I don't think so, but I have heard priests say that. I have heard lots of people say that. And I continue to hear that today as well. This is not just an old-fashioned idea. People are saying it again and again and again. And what we want to understand is that religion, and don't come at me, but this is what I know, is that a lot of people that have been in power in religions were very shady, and they did a lot of shady things, and they started to preach belief systems in order to control us and in order for them to have a great deal of money. Now, we know, we've seen people that are evangelists on TV that have fallen, and they were very high up there. They made lots and lots and lots and lots of money. And what they were saying one thing to their parishioners, and they were doing something else with the money. These things were programmed into us so that we would agree and align with the manipulator so that they would have the money and we wouldn't. That is an actual fact. Now, if you still to this day have even 1% of that belief that money is evil, what do you think that that is doing to your creation in your life and in your business around receiving abundance and money? It's going to impact it. It can't not impact it. So when you hear these things come out of your mouth, that's where you want to go, wait a second. Is that really true? Do I really believe that? And you can believe it if you choose, but what I'm asking you to really open yourself up to is asking these questions and looking at it deeply. I did this around money. And when I started to really ask the questions around, what do I believe about money? I actually started to get different or opposing beliefs. I actually had these two opposing beliefs within me. And I was really surprised. But when I looked at different times in my life where things were difficult, I believed that money is scarce, that you had to work super hard to get money, that a life without money is normal, and all those types of lack thoughts. And then I looked at my life where things were wonderful, when I built my own home, when I was growing my business, when things were prosperous. And the belief system that came in was that the world was abundant, that there's no lack in the world. And I could see where that was, those two different opposing beliefs were playing out in my life. What came first was not the lack or the abundance. What came first was my belief. And I can't tell you all of the things that probably occurred to bring me to that belief in that moment, but that's what came first. That's what always comes first, is your beliefs. So at that time, when I started to discover this, I really sat with this and thought to myself and dug deeply within myself, what do I truly believe? And I couldn't ignore the fact that there was abundance everywhere. One of the wonderful things to really help you to see that as true in the world is go out in nature. Go out in nature. Nature does not stop. Nature is abundant. It continues and continues to grow again and again and again. There is it's such a beautiful orchestra for us to listen and watch, that the world around us in nature and in, you know, in animals and in mammals and in all these beautiful creations on the earth continue to populate, continue to grow. Nothing is stopping, but we have been bought and sold the lie that there is lack. It's not true. There is not lack. So when you stop and you start to unpack that belief, you've got to start to see where the lies are and where you know in your heart, in your gut, that that doesn't ring true. And how do you know that? If your stomach tightens, if your gut tightens, if your chest gets really heavy, if you feel like you're getting a headache, those are signs from your body that something is very heavy, that something is not true. The body is such a magical instrument to communicate with us and guide us. Our body is our guide. So when you receive these different feelings, when your body kind of gives you an elbow and says, pay attention to this, that is your way of knowing something's off. Something's off here. Your body will support you when you're looking at these challenges and you are diving into changing your world. You are buying these lies, unconsciously buying these lies because of repetition. Repetition, 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 repetition. It doesn't matter whether it's someone's voice in your home, it's commercials, it's groups of friends, it's people on, you know, the news, whatever it is. Every time these repetitions are happening, these beliefs keep getting deeper and deeper within you, and you keep believing it. And why do we oftentimes believe it? Because our history, our past, is the evidence that we use to say it, whether it's true or not. Isn't that hilarious? Because if the belief systems that you've had for years and years and years, and you are operating based on those belief systems, if they're what created your history, right? It's not that the history is true. That's just a fact of what occurred. It doesn't mean that that's true. Especially if you've used these lies to continue to create your life. That's where you've got to stop and go, okay, I may have chosen that. That may have been the direction I went in. That does not negate the fact that I can make a different choice. And I can start to choose differently based on what is really true to me after doing this type of work. Does that make sense? Your history does not dictate your future. It doesn't. But it will if you're not willing to do the work and unpack this. You have to be willing to dive deep. You have to be willing to get vulnerable with yourself and at least one other person that can support you and show you. Sometimes we are saying things so often, we don't even realize we're saying it. Remember, 80% of your thoughts are the exact same thoughts you had yesterday. So everything is on repeat, even in our own head. That's where we keep buying and selling the lies. You know, we tell ourselves, I hear people say things all of the time. I'm shy. Are we really? I'm really terrible at this. I'm really awful at this. Why do we say that? We say that based on our history. We don't say that based on fact. You as an infinite being are so magical and you have so many abilities that you can choose again, but you're holding yourself back when you're not looking at the programming. The programming can be changed. And that's the great news. You no longer have to buy your lies. You can change it. And I don't mean change it as in just telling yourself a great story. No, I really want you to do the deep work and change the lies so that you're not out here trying to say, oh yeah, I believe in myself. And meanwhile, you're scared to death. You don't need to be scared to death and you don't need to believe that you're anything less than amazing. But if that's where you are, if you are scared, if you have fear, if you don't have the evidence to show you, it's time for you to do that personal development work. Imagine if even 1% of the planet really dug in for 1 month together and started to unpack these lies, imagine the shift that we would have in the world where people were coming from their knowing, from their confidence, from their love. Imagine what we could create in the world that would change everything because it only takes 1% to start the shift, a massive shift. You don't need to worry about anyone else, though. Who you need to be paying attention to is you. You are the key in your life. As this little girl on TikTok says, you do you. You take care of you. She's doing up her seatbelt and her dad says, can I help you? No, you do you, she says. It's the cutest thing, but it's true. You do you. You take care of you. You change your reality. You change your experience. And watch your wings expand. Watch the changes that you can create in your life and those that you love and even those that you don't even know. This is possible for you and for everyone, but it takes time and energy and devotion and courage to look at our stuff because it's not always comfortable. I'll tell you, I've spent many a day on the floor in the fetal position, a lot. But I have changed a lot and I'm grateful for those moments because those moments brought me to where I am today. All right, we are up to our last break of the show. I hope you're really getting this. And if this is a show that you think you're thinking of someone in your mind that could really use this show, please share it with them. And I would love for you to jump over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review because that will help to bring this message out to more and more people where we can really start to make that indent in the world, in the people that are believing the lies that are not true for them. All right, you're listening to Inspired Choices. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back after this break.
Many of us make choices based on our past experiences or based on what others believe. What would our lives be like if we made our choices based on what we desire for our futures? When you join the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver, you'll be provoked to look at what is true and what you know, but may not choose, that requires your attention. Christine does not hold back. She brings all her expertise to every show. Are you ready to create and live the life you truly desire? Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@inspiredchoices.ca. Now, back to the program.
Yes, back to the program. Isn't that interesting that we're talking about the programming within you? It's so funny. We're talking about the programming and the programming that was put into us. And it was put into us primarily because of the repetition and the beliefs that people had around us, something that we continue to say yes to again and again without consciously questioning what we're hearing and consciously looking at whether that was true for them or not. Here's a tool that you can utilize. Sometimes there will be people that you will hear speaking, and as you become more conscious of challenging the thoughts that you're hearing and the beliefs that other people are sharing, if you're listening to someone and they say something definitive, like it's a belief or it's a truth, in that moment, just in your mind, ask yourself, is that true for me? Is that true for me? And that's where you will start to get those signals from your body, whether that is really true for you or not. You can support other people. You can believe in a lot of things that they believe in and not have to believe in everything that they believe in. But it's important that you begin to utilize that tool. Is that true for me? You will not take that belief on, even though you might hear it several times. You'll just be, that's not true for me. And that's okay. We do not have to fight back against somebody else's belief. That's their belief. If that's true for them, that's wonderful. That's their life. That's their journey. That really is none of our business. What we want to do is we want to get to a space and a place where we are living our lives from the truth of what really aligns with us, with our hearts, with our souls, with our spirits. That's where we are empowered to create the lives that we really desire and the lives that we are open to receiving and that are here for us to receive. The abundance that is in this world is magnificent. The joy, the love, the kindness is magnificent. It's endless. And to receive, we must check in on ourselves. We must check in on our beliefs about things. I'm really grateful that you were here tonight. I'm really grateful that you are participating in your life and you're choosing something greater than you've had before. Please reach out to me, Christine, at inspiredchoices.ca. I'd love to work with you. I would love to support you to move you forward even faster in your life. Again, please jump over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. I would be incredibly grateful if you did. That helps to really bring this information out to the masses. If you're someone that has something on your heart that you would like to share and you would like to actually look at bringing your voice to the world, we are always looking for brilliant hosts that want to work and be supported by a brilliant team. So you can also email me, Christine@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. for that. You know, take care of yourself and remember that you can always make another choice. Your life is created by your choices and you are in the driver's seat. Until next week, my friends.
Thank you for choosing to listen to Inspired Choices Show. Christine McIver will return next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, Be willing to choose what you really desire. This is your life, making the choices that bring you all that you desire.